This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, three of you sent me this article, and I know I saw it yesterday. I didn't really want to talk about it, but some of you guys are interested in this carbon dioxide story, how they say carbon dioxide could reduce abdominal fat and maybe get rid of our muffin tops. Do you guys know what muffin tops are? It's kind of like love handles, where you put on your pants and then your tummy rolls over like a muffin top. I hate that term. I really hate that term because as we get older, we all get some muffin tops. Stinks. Anyway, they say carbon dioxide injections reduce abdominal fat where you don't have to go under the knife to get your liposuction and all the other stuff that we try to do. Sculpting. Known as carboxy therapy, the minimally invasive procedure significantly decreases muffin tops after just 1 week. The problem is I don't think it's permanent. According to lead author Dr. Murad Alam from Northwestern University, he said the safe, inexpensive therapy may be preferred by patients who like natural treatments. They say carboxy therapy is thought to cause changes to the abdomen's circulation, which damages fat cells, without the scarring or long recovery times of traditional weight loss. But, and here's the kicker, the study found that the fat-burning effects of the carbon dioxide injections are not maintained 7 months after their administration, and the treatment has no effect on body weight or waist circumference, which means this is a very temporary thing. Now, for some people wanting to look good for the wedding or for the summer, I could see why this could be exciting. I just do not like the idea of anybody getting an injection because I really worry about embolism. Something gets into a vein and then it could, you know, hurt the heart or the lungs, or I just don't like the idea of getting injected with stuff if you don't have to be. Unless it's vaccines. I like vaccines. So, carboxy therapy, we don't really see a lot in the U.S., but it is starting to be very popular in the U.K., and I guess people in the U.S. want this. And they show some pictures of somebody whose tummy is kind of, you know, a little rolly or whatever. And then after they do the injection, it looks pretty flat. Then they show a tushy. And with the tushy, you see a lot of cellulite and all that. And then afterwards, the tushy looks really good. It looks tighter, more firm. And a lot of us would like to have more firm tushies. We would. You know, it's interesting. I've been aging a lot. The tushy hasn't started sagging. And I think the reason why is in order to hold up my butt, the muscles in my butt have had to work overtime. So I have a real muscular butt because it's probably like, you know what? Man, no biceps or triceps or latissimus dorsi can handle this. We glutes have got to, you know, hold Dolly's butt. It's like, but it's too much. I know, you know, you got your gluteus maximus and your gluteus minimus, and the minimus is like, help me, mommy. And the maximus is like, come on, we got to take this to the max. And the minimus is like, but it's too big. The max is like, we got this. Come on, baby minimus, let's do it. Baby glutes, let's do it. And they go, I'm holding up her butt. And they do it. And they do it. And my butt's got some good muscle. The boobs, that's on the other hand. The ligaments and, oh, my gosh. Man, I was lecturing to the medical students. I teach at Troy University, and I was teaching them about, you know, breast exams and breast cancer and things like that. And, you know, I showed them pictures of the suspensory ligament. Man, when women mourn the loss of their youth, it's not the wrinkles or the thinning hair or the little lines, you know, fine lines that they may get. It's the suspensory ligament that just craps out. And boy, our boobs change. That hit me the hardest. Well, you guys remember, right? I was on air and I was crying and, you know, my chair rolled over the breast, you know, because they were on the ground. It was a bad day. Bad day. So anyway, this carboxy therapy, they think is going to be a new and effective means of fat reduction. I don't see how if it's not long lasting. But the study author says it needs to be optimized, so it can be long lasting. So at least they have a start to something. I guess it's a bunch of little small injections of the very fine needle, the affected area, and the carbon dioxide causes the cells to disperse their oxygen to the affected area before absorbing the CO2. Then the cells carry the CO2, the carbon dioxide, back to the lungs, and then it gets breathed out. And I guess in that process, it helps dissolve fat cells. And I guess some of the fat cells release some of their fat. They say this could lead to weight loss, fat reduction, cellulite treatment on hard-to-shift areas like the love handles, saddlebags, or double chins. Now, I guess carboxy therapy has also been used to reduce dark circles on the eyes because they say this carbon dioxide stimulates the production of collagen, also increases blood flow to the area. They say skin may return to its natural color from the darkness, from the dark circles. So, right now, they think it's safe. No recovery time, maybe some mild swelling and redness to the areas. And so if it can be used to reduce fat, then we just need to figure out how to do this long term. Now, maybe what they have to do is do multiple treatments where every 6 months, if it only lasts 7 months, then every 6 months you get your injections. Now, as a woman, I have no problem getting thousands of shots a day if it means keeping me skinny. But if it's not going to be permanent, I'm going to risk getting an embolism or something, I'm not going to be happy with that. Now, they're not saying that's a risk factor, but I'm warning you. Embolism is where you have something that comes through the veins, and or it could be arteries, but something that travels through a vessel that's not supposed to, whether it's air or fat. You got to be very careful. And that's why we see some of these serious side effects that happen with some of these plastic surgeries that happen out of the country, where they're like, what happened? The person had liposuction and they died the next day? Well, because something got into the blood vessel and it transported and it stopped blood flow to the lungs or blood flow to the heart. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as Zeta came out telling you to stop eating the work goodies. So when the employee lounge has donuts, cookies, cupcakes, pastries. Somebody at my work brought soup. It was damn good. You know, they always said don't eat from strangers, but I really don't think anybody at work wants to kill anybody. I was like, that's some damn good soup. Couldn't stop eating it. They say office foods are making us fat. They say the first national study looking at what we eat at work found that workers took an average of 1,200 calories worth of food and beverages per person per week. 1,200 calories, 2,400 calories is a pound. The food, that means we're possibly gaining a half a pound a week just because we are picking stuff up from treats in the lounge or the vending machines, common areas. If there's a social event, you know, like, oh, we got to celebrate George's birthday. Yay, did we get a cake? Yeah, we got a cake. Happy birthday, George. Happy birthday to you. You're like, look, all I have to do is sing happy birthday to this guy I don't even like just so I get some cake. And we do it. But listen, you don't burn enough calories when you sing the birthday cake song for the birthday cake that you eat. You just don't. So don't eat the cake. And don't even sing the happy birthday. And remember, much of this food we're getting is free, which is why we eat it. And so I see why they did a study. This study looked at 5,222 employees across the U.S., asking what foods they got from their workplace during a 7-day period. Researchers found that a quarter of these employees, most of whom were college graduates, women, non-Hispanic whites, did get food and beverage at work. Nearly 1 in 4 working adults obtained food at work during the week, and the food and beverages that they got added up to an average of nearly 1,300 calories, more than half the recommended daily calorie intake for the average adult. That's according to lead author Stephen Anufrak, an epidemiologist in the Division of Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Obesity at the CDC. Said with employees spending 8 hours a day on average at their place of employment, a lot of people may not be aware of all the calories they get from work, especially from foods that they get for free. They say free food was the most common source of what people ate at work in the study, at 17%, versus those who purchased food at work at 8%. And the foods were seldom a healthy salad or a side of veggies. They usually were processed high in salt, included empty calories like pizza, soft drinks, cookies, brownies, cakes, pies, and candy. I know. Who gives a heart and dudes? It's a hard day at work. The study suggested ways for workplaces to promote access to healthier foods. Oh, please don't. Noting that changing employees' health behaviors has the potential to reduce both sick days and health care costs for companies, added motivations to public concerns. They say cafeterias could promote a salad bar over a pizza or burrito station. Did you guys know that? That there's some places with a burrito station? Oh my gosh. I would love a burrito station. I don't like the beans. But I like an arroz con pollo. I like a chicken, cheese, and rice. I would do that in my burrito. Oh my gosh. There's burrito stations at work? Count me in. You guys have burrito stations? What are you complaining about? Vending machines? Could swap cheese-flavored corn chips at 250 calories for sunflower seeds that include healthy fats and fiber at 160 calories. Now, see, sunflower seeds to me are too salty. All right, so here's my thing, okay? I grew up with parents who grew up in households that were affected by the Depression. So, i.e. my grandparents. And so when I was a little kid in the 70s and 80s, you had to lick your plate clean. You don't throw away food. I mean, we've all been there. I mean, when my grandmother would, you know, she had chickens in the back. When my grandmother would kill a chicken and, you know, cook it for dinner and would have chicken for dinner, she would cook the meat, cook the fat, cook every piece of that. I mean, would barely eat the fat. I mean, you just didn't waste food. Now, we were skinny kids. So whatever was on your plate, you ate. Okay? You didn't ask for extra servings. You ate what you got. You said, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, thank you, and that was it. You didn't ask for dessert. Okay? It was much different. And if you didn't like the food, and I didn't like the food, I did not like to eat when I was a kid. I did not like a lot of foods. I would start to cry. Unless it was cantaloupe or a pork chop, and, you know, mind you, I'm Jewish. Don't ask, but my mom could make a mean pork chop, and I ended up liking it. And my dad would yell at her, stop doing that. But that's all Dolly would eat, is a pork chop. But damn, I loved pork chops. So crazy. But I didn't like, there was a lot of food I didn't like. Cantaloupe pork chops, that was about it. And then, and so when I would start to cry, my parents would give me either a beating, a whooping, or they would yell at me when I was really young, say, look, you know, we used to starve. And, you know, your grandparents starved, so you eat this. I don't care if it's spinach and green and vegetable or it smells funny. You eat it. You eat it.
And I was grateful for the food I was given. So I grew up learning that when you got something for free, you took advantage. So when somebody would take, you know, me to dinner, I ate everything on that plate and even asked for a to-go bag. Then when you're a medical student, okay, right, and you have loans and, you know, I was waiting tables while in medical school, you know, because I needed to make, you know, I needed to make ends meet and, you know, help, you know, support some family and things like that. There was a lot I was doing. So I needed to, you know, wait tables while I was in medical school. And somebody would bring food. You ate it. Even if it was a donut, if it was a whatever, you ate it. Anytime somebody gave you food, you took it. Because you didn't know when your next meal was going to be or if you were even going to have time to eat. So free food, to me, has this Pavlovian response of you take it. And I still, to this day, cannot be offered free food and not and decline. Now, I've been able to lose weight. And one of the reasons why I've been able to lose weight is I've been really cutting on the sweets. It's, you know, losing weight is difficult, but it's not impossible for most. You just really got to cut the carbs. Not altogether. You need some carbs, but you really have to cut the carbs. You really have to cut your portions. You just do. Okay? And, you know, we all claim, I mean, I claim that it was impossible to lose weight. And I mean, you know, yeah, maybe my calories have to be down to 1,000, but I am. I'm losing weight. You know, it's just I don't like eating only 1,000 calories a day. I can't stand that, but it's working. So you want to lose weight, you got to cut the calories. So, yeah, if there's some free stuff at work and you lean in to grab it, you're going to be messing up your calorie count. Now, what most of us do is they go, well, then I'll skip dinner. Well, remember, a 200-calorie donut does not equal a 200-calorie salad. So you really do need to think that stuff through. Now, Weight Watchers is pretty cool because they allow you your cheat points. And for somebody like me that cannot say no to free food, then I would use my cheat points if I ever joined Weight Watchers. I haven't decided if I want to do that because right now what I'm doing is working. But if you get free food all the time at work, then you need to plan that out. So then maybe your breakfast at home has to be a salad or your dinner has to be a salad if most of your calories you're going to get during the day. And maybe you don't have to have 3-4... you know, donuts. Maybe just a half of one. So I've done that, where if there are donuts, I'll cut one in half. So, you know, there are things you can do to play around, but it is true. At work, we eat a lot, you know, there's a coffee machine. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but car dealerships have fancy car coffee machines. And it's a coffee machine, not like a Mr. Folgers or Mr. Coffee or whatever those used to be. But you push a computer button, and they can make cappuccino, they can make hot chocolate, energy shots. There's a lot of different things that these do. Well, my work has that. I push a button, and I can make myself a hot chocolate, a hot vanilla, and it's free. Free. I've had to tell myself no. And I'm not a big hot chocolate person or a coffee person, so that's okay, but it's free. I gotta tell you, that was a fight. So you guys have to look at that. That's kind of important. I know. You know, cupcakes. Okay, well, this is what you do with the cupcake. Just lick the frosting. You don't have to eat the cake. Nobody likes the cake of the cupcake. Just eat the frosting. Piece of cake. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, this is interesting. All right. Apparently a woman got an IUD. And that IUD started to travel up the body, almost killed her. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to arrive in Hawaii tonight around 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This after meeting yesterday in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un and coming together on an agreement for complete denuclearization of North Korea. But count Senator Lindsey Graham is one of the guys who's still cautious regarding this agreement.
I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm very pleased with President Trump thus far, but we've got a long ways to go. They've done this twice, and we can't let them do it a third time.
President Trump said the summit may not have even happened had it not been for this one person.
Otto Warmbier is a very special person, and he will be for a long time in my life. His parents are good friends of mine. I think without Otto, this would not have happened. Otto did not die in vain. He had a lot to do with us being here today.
Quick look at your numbers midway through the trading day this Tuesday. Currently, the Dow is up right around 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a woman loses her ovaries, uterus, and her toes because her IUD, her intrauterine device, got lost and ended up in her stomach. She's 25 years old, and this IUD migrated up into her stomach and over to her liver. I've never seen that. Tanai Smith, Baltimore, Maryland, wrote on a GoFundMe page, "Sometimes things happen in your life, you don't know why. You question yourself, why me, and what did I do to deserve this? But what you should be asking is, what can I learn from it? I'm finally coming out to tell my story because I feel like I can help someone. This is scary." She was offered birth control 6 weeks after her daughter was born in 2014. She said she was told that the IUD would work for 5 years. But at an annual checkup 3 years later with a new gynecologist, she learned that there was potentially an issue. The gynecologist cannot find the IUD. So she sent her for two ultrasounds. And the scans did not show the IUD. So one day at the beginning of November, I was at work, and I began to have a sharp pain in the bottom right side of my stomach. And the first thing that popped into my head was, is this the IUD? So she went to the emergency room. They did an x-ray, and they found that the IUD was up into her stomach. She said she went in to talk to her OB-GYN, told him everything, what was going on, and even showed her the x-ray picture that they allowed me to take. So he said, I have to get to surgery. So I asked him, how would they have to get it out? And he said they would cut me right under my belly button and use a scope. So she woke up from the December 13th procedure and noticed that she was cut three times and was told that the IUD broke into pieces and it traveled to her liver. She claims that she was released from the hospital despite the fact that she was bleeding. Then she had to be rushed back overnight. She said, I was bleeding internally. After the surgery, my mom told me that when they opened me up, my ovaries were black and they had to give me a hysterectomy. After the surgery, I went into septic shock, causing me to be into the ICU for weeks. Then her organs began to fail, and she was placed on a ventilator. She said, at the time, I did not know what was going on or what could happen. I was convinced I was going to die. She said she spent weeks away from her daughter because she didn't want the medical equipment to scare her. She lost feeling in her hands and feet. At the end of the third week in the hospital, sensation returned to her hands, but the toes began to blacken from necrosis. When you go into septic shock, blood gets shunted away from the extremities. So she started to have tissue death due to loss of blood flow. And then on February 2nd, almost 2 months after her surgery, she was discharged, and she was told that she was going to have removal of all her toes on her left foot and the tips of her right toes. So that was done in early May. She has not been able to go back to school or her part-time jobs. She was told that either the IUD was put in too soon after childbirth and the healing of the uterus pushed it up, or the tightening of her muscles during the menstrual cycle force the device upward. Now, this shouldn't happen, and it did. Now, most doctors prevent something like this from happening by watching the IUD very closely. So I have an IUD. It's an intrauterine device. It works by, some of them are copper, and some of them emit progesterone. Mine emits a little bit of progesterone, and that changes the dynamics of a embryo landing. It also changes the way the cervix, I guess, has certain mucus and kind of will prevent sperm from entering. So there's a lot of different things that IUD does. And so when it's inserted, usually an ultrasound is done immediately to make sure it's in the proper placement. Now, usually the string also tells you. If the string is coming out of the cervix, then you know. And my doctor ultrasounds me immediately, and then she does a few months later, just to make sure it hasn't moved. Because they can move, but they check very closely. And then I get every year a follow-up, and usually when you go for your paps, etc., they could keep an eye on the string. But we're not going to the gynecologist as often anymore. We're being told that we don't have to have pap smears now, maybe every 3 to 5 years. We're told that we don't have to go in for regular physicals. And so with me, and I trained old school, where a woman gets checked every year, any of my women with IUDs would get an exam every year. And if I would do the pap smear every year, which is how we were doing things back then, you would see the string. And if I didn't see the string, I would know something's wrong immediately. And it wouldn't go on for years. But we let women go now for a long time, in between breaks to come back. And I guess you could tell people to feel for the string themselves, but the string is so light, it's really hard to do. And you can't have your partner see it because the string is small. It's not like it's going to fall out of the body. So you really have to check on a vaginal exam. And so how would an IUD get into a stomach? That's a whole different plumbing pathway. Well, the uterus does have opening into the abdominal cavity. Why? Well, because the ovaries have a space. The actual egg has to jump. When a ovary ovulates and it sends off a little follicle and the egg gets to jump from the ovary into the fallopian tube, there's that space. And then the fallopian tube leads into the uterus. And so if an IUD does travel, it could travel up into the fallopian tube, and then it could get out into that space between the ovary and the fallopian tube, and then it could travel up into the abdominal cavity. And if I guess the stomach is there, it could break through with its little metal thing, some of the lining, and get in that way. It's crazy. I've never seen it get into a stomach. And then how did it get to the liver? So my guess is something that might have happened is it ate into one of the blood vessels. And so when it traveled, a piece traveled to the stomach and a piece traveled to the liver. Now, menstrual contractions shouldn't be that bad to break an IUD. These IUDs, I think you could take a truck and run over it. I mean, these suckers are sturdy suckers. But I guess with hers, it broke up. That's a pretty crappy IUD for it to break up. Would a healing uterus after a baby push it up? My guess is maybe it was pushed in too far. These things can migrate, but to this degree, I've never seen it. But it can happen. So, horrible story. I feel bad for this young woman. She shouldn't have had to go through this. But I would urge any woman with an IUD to get regular checkups. It's scary, because the whole purpose of an IUD is so you don't have to keep getting checked. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we have primaries. June 12th, a lot of primaries going on in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, South Carolina. Very, very busy day. Nevada Democrats are formally picking their candidate in their bid to unseat Senator Dean Heller. In Virginia, according to Vox.com, there are four House Republican incumbents that may be vulnerable in November. Maine presents one of Democrats' best chances to take governor's mansion because they seek to rebuild the state-level control that they lost under President Obama. And I guess the state is going to pilot a new ranked voting system, the first of its kind. We'll have to talk about that after the election. And Virginia, there's a second congressional district up for grabs. There's a female challenger that may win the Democratic seat or the Democratic position to run against that, against Representative Scott Taylor. We also have the 5th congressional district, an open seat opportunity for Democrats. Republicans and Democrats are going to be vying for that one. In Nevada, we have, let me pull this up. Nevada is very exciting. Jackie Rosen wants to take on Dean Heller. I know both these people. Dean Heller is a sweetheart. Jackie Rosen has done a lot. It's a very, very controversial, very, very passionate race. A lot of people nervous about this one because it's a Senate seat. Dean Heller has voted with Trump almost 92% of the time. A lot of people like that, and a lot of people don't. So, apparently Heller is the only Republican senator up for re-election. He has a 2-point net approval rating. So that could be, this is pretty tense. Also, big concern is what's going on with the governor. Attorney General Adam Laxalt may come up top. We'll talk more about that in a second. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that's happening very, very interesting in this election is Maine is doing something very unique. They are doing a ranked voting. And for some of you guys that haven't been able to watch the news and see what's going on with this, this may be something that other states may want to follow suit. So what's happening in Maine is voters in the Democratic and Republican primaries are going to rank their candidates in a preferred order. If no candidates gets 50%, then the lowest ranked candidate gets eliminated, and then the second place votes of the voters will be distributed. This keeps being repeated until a candidate hits 50%. Now, some people think this is pretty cool because then it really kind of distributes, you know, I haven't really been able to wrap my head around it, but I guess what seems to be favored with that is everybody's vote kind of counts. And then if there one candidate doesn't seem to, you know, fall off the curve, they could reuse those votes in a way. Other people are like, no, let's just do it the other way, and, you know, why are we getting it all funky? But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with Maine. I find that fascinating. But what I even find more fascinating is, I don't know if you guys heard what happened in Seattle. Seattle wanted to tax business groups to help the homeless. And I guess they passed a referendum to allow this. It was going to be a tax hike on large employers. Well, now they're trying to reverse it. They want to back off on that. Because Amazon and much of the city's business community is pretty ticked off. So according to the Washington Post, Seattle officials are moving to repeal a tax hike on large employers that was signed into law less than a month ago. Amazon and Starbucks is funding a ballot challenge to repeal the tax. The city's Democratic mayor and the majority of its city council said they plan to strike down the tax levy they approved 4 weeks ago. So the new tax was going to raise about $48 million annually to combat their homelessness and affordable housing crisis. Right? And I guess Seattle has the third largest homeless population in the country. But looks like sometimes these tax hikes on business, which is something that the left usually likes to do, can backfire. Especially when you have two big heavies like Amazon and Starbucks. According to Michael Bryan, a Democrat who voted for the tax, now he wants it repealed. Said it's immensely disappointing. But it's become more and more clear that the people of Seattle seem to agree with Amazon, and at least part of the narrative they and the Chamber of Commerce have been putting out. So this abrupt reversal has enraged some supporters of the so-called tax. They argue that wealthy corporations of the city can afford to pay more to address homelessness. The measure passed unanimously by the city council levied a $275 per employee tax on companies with at least $20 million in gross annual revenue. So if you have to pay $275 per employee, how excited are you going to be about hiring more employees? If you have thousands of employees, you start to cut that down, you could save a lot of money. You cut 1,000 employees, you just saved yourself $275,000. Tax experts say the reversal underscores the limited leverage that cities across the country have over corporations like Amazon, which helped wage an intense public relations campaign to turn the public against the tax. You see, here's the thing. The idea that the rich can pay is something that will always pervade our politics. And maybe the rich can pay. But you need to turn it into an incentive. And I know that's easier said than done by a non-politician like me. But why don't they, if they, you know, rather than it be a tax on people you hire, I mean, that's just getting spanked twice. One, you have to hire another employee with all the benefits and all the stuff that comes with it, workers' comp, etc. And then two, on top of that, you have to pay more of a tax because you hire that employee. Why are you doing double negatives? Why are you spanking them on both sides of the butt? Why not instead suggest that if Amazon does do something for homeless people, we're going to give you free advertising. We're going to give you tax credits. Why isn't anything an incentive? All right? Yeah, the Seattle Seahawks, right? They're huge. Why not, if they donate huge facility for homeless people, they get a free marquee during the Seattle Seahawks game. Or the state will pay for a commercial for Amazon. I mean, there are so many ways to incentivize that should, you know, And I understand, well, someone could say, well, yeah, but the Seattle Seahawks lose money because they're giving a free marquee to, I mean, come on. There are like so many places you could advertise. You could advertise on the cups. You could, with the stadiums, have Amazon cups. There are so many ways to convert those dollars into free advertising if Amazon agrees to donate money to help the homeless. Incentivize. Instead, they're like, well, the rich could do it. So if the rich could do it, let's just make them do it. I mean, you become a city that becomes so ridiculous with your taxes and your rules and your regulations, they're going to find another place to do business. Why do you think so many businesses are moving to Nevada? It's great. Now, still, we do have our share of business taxes. We may not have state income tax, but we still have our share of taxes. But we're more inviting than California. So they're making a big deal about how Amazon, the big company, had more bargaining power. The tax was scheduled to go into effect in 2019. It's going to hit close to 600 businesses. But, again, you do not want to de-incentivize hiring. They say two-thirds of the new revenue from the tax was going to be directed towards housing in the city. Most of the rest would help fund homeless services, including emergency shelters. Now, you see, another thing that Amazon could do is maybe have a work program where if many of these homeless people are homeless because they don't have a job, what if Amazon gives them a job? Well, they're going to be smacked with a $275 tax per each. But okay, well, maybe we get rid of that. Seattle officials initially pitched $500 per employee tax on large businesses. $500. And you wonder what Amazon did? They stopped construction on a new tower in the city. You know, I don't blame big business. I don't. I mean, they're hiring a lot of people. They're putting a lot of money out there into your city. You can only take so much, and that's what I see happen. I see with a lot of left economic policies, we just keep taking and we keep taking and we keep taking. Somebody gives a finger, let's take a whole hand. I see that a lot. And you want to know what? It really turns people off. Especially those that want to feel like they're doing good. You know, I see this with charities. You'll donate something and then they'll turn around and say, well, you could do a little bit more. And you're like, wait a second. Why aren't I a hero for what I just did? I just did this. And now I have to be forced, I have to tell you no and look like a bad guy? Why isn't Amazon or Starbucks being congratulated for having their headquarters there and bringing in all those jobs and, you know, paying all that real estate? Why aren't they being congratulated and maybe incentivized to do more? When you have a good donor or you have somebody that is infusing money into your system, whether it be a foundation, a charity, a business, a city, you want to encourage more. And to see the Democrats have to do a reversal on this shows that maybe they're going to finally learn that you can't be spanking people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Now that we're heading home after an adventurous day of sun and fun, I realize the glow in the back seat isn't coming from the kids' screens. It's actually coming from the kids. That's because my well-meaning but easily distracted hubby didn't use enough sunscreen on my poor, burned offspring. Moms, don't let summer sun ruin your summer fun. That's why I use Topperson Afterburn Cream, and you should too. Topperson Afterburn Cream moisturizes and soothes the skin with 14 biomedicines, including arnica and echinacea, and is proven to help reduce the symptoms associated with sunburn, windburn, blisters, even scrapes and bug bites. With no aloe to dry out the skin and no chemicals that can cause irritation or allergic reaction, Topperson Afterburn Cream is natural, fast-acting, and hypoallergenic. So if you're like me and want the best for your family, chase the burn away with Topperson Afterburn Cream, available at the Vitamin Shop, Natural Markets, Independent Pharmacies, and Amazon.com. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.